This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Jackie. We're your hosts, and we're so glad you are with us today. How is everybody doing out there?
Happy March.
Yeah.
Springtime now,
God
when
bless.
This comes out.
Oh, I've been waiting for this for
84 years.
Yeah.
I know, me
at
too.
At least.
It feels at like least. It. Yeah, today is the first day. It's been, I guess, above 70, I would say.
Yeah, it's super nice out.
I just looked. It's 71 degrees right now as we're recording. It's supposed to be 73 today. In Ohio.
Who would have thought?
And it's still February 1st. No, it's not. It's March.
No.
What is today?
It's
March 4th. Oh my God.
I just did.
I totally forgot. I feel like it's still February. February flew by.
Well, we've been very busy, and we've got busy things coming up in the spring and early summer. So we've been trying to kind of load up on episodes a little bit. So It is kind of hard to stay on top of what day it is.
I know.
Actually, versus what day we're talking about as we record.
That's true.
So actually, speaking of that, we are going to skip listener feedback just because of that reason. We are a little ahead of the game right now.
Yeah. But we do appreciate all the feedback you've been giving us.
Yeah.
We love it so much. It keeps us going.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really fun video episode that came out a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's fun. It's different than what we usually do. But sometimes we do that just for some funsies.
Funsies.
Yeah.
And speaking of funsies, we do have polls for our episode, so you can weigh in on which you would rather.
Yeah.
And we also recently introduced a Q&A segment.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask questions about the episode that, you know, are just free write in on Spotify.
Yeah. Go do that, please. We'd appreciate it. And don't forget, you can rate, subscribe, share, follow the leader. I don't know.
The yellow brick road?
Yeah, or that.
Yeah.
Or that. Yeah. All your love matters.
It really does. We appreciate it. And just rating our show on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify helps us so much. It helps us grow. It helps push us out into the algorithm. And it's totally free.
Free.
But if you do have a few money dollars to spend.
I was just about to say that. Yep.
Well, tell them.
Well, you can join our Patreon. It's so much fun over there.
It is really fun.
We give them extra little bonus footage. Not footage.
Yeah.
Material.
Well, yeah.
And footage. Yeah. There's some footage. And some handage. What?
Whoa.
But yeah, they can join. How they join?
They just hit up our show notes, where you can find links to all of our social media, all of our streaming platforms, and our Patreon.
Yeah.
At patreon.com/greenandgrasspodcast.
Yeah. And there is a level. You can pay different levels, whatever you feel like doing. But there is a level that gets you a shout out on our show.
Yes. And we got a few people at that level. Who are they?
They are Chrissy.
Hex.
Vin.
Teach a Dummy Podcast.
Jonathan.
And Lindsay.
And his lovely wife, Lindsay. Yes.
We love you guys so much. We are very appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
We really couldn't do this without you.
Yeah.
And we thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And I guess we should also mention our OTT family.
Yeah.
The Off the Tongue Podcast Network.
That's us.
That is us. And we have some members.
We do.
That are with us.
We're growing.
We are growing. Who do we have?
We have the Teach a Dummy Podcast.
We have Skate Ohio.
We have the It's Funny That Makes It Okay.
We have the Original Copycats Podcast, OCP.
We have Pint Pals. Woo,
woo, woo.
It is absolutely free to join our network if you are interested in joining the largest podcast network in Ohio. And it is now worldwide, in fact.
It is.
Please hit up our show notes. You can find a link to contact the Off the Tongue Podcast Network there.
Please join us. It's fun.
All
right. Well, let's jump into today. You want to?
I would love to.
Jackie, would you rather never or wonder?
Ooh. Let's discuss.
Okay. We're going to go to some magical lands today.
Okay.
Neverland or Wonderland.
Ooh.
So we're just going to talk about the lands and where we'd rather go.
Okay.
All right.
I'm here for it.
Let's start with Neverland. What's some pros for Never?
It's an island.
It is an island.
I mean, if I'm thinking vacation, I'm thinking island.
True. It does seem very vacation-like. Yeah. You don't grow up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
Yeah.
From trains to planes to video games.
It's the biggest toy store there is.
I don't want to grow up.
Because if I did,
I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
All right.
Well, that leads me to my next pro, which is very similar to yours. I said childlike glee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say Neverland is, although it is an island, mm-hmm. but it's like a map of a child's mind.
I love that.
There's no boundaries. It's perfect. Just, yeah, childhood. Whatever you are picturing it is, it's what it is. Mm-hmm. So I love that.
Which leads to my pro, imagination.
Yes. Imagination.
I love how these are all tying together.
Speaking of imagination, Ryan and I watched this is so off topic, but okay. I'm just going to say anyway, the muffins video from back in the day. Imaginary muffin.
Oh my God. I love it.
So when you said that, I just thought of imaginary.
Star Wars muffin.
Fire. Anyway, it's an escape from reality.
It is. It is. Also, flying.
Yeah. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Mm-hmm. Fairies and mermaids live there.
Gotta love that.
Those are both two mythical, fun people creatures. Yeah. People creatures?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I would love to play with some fairies and mermaids.
Yeah.
Marys and fairmaids.
I do love Mary Fairmaids.
Yes.
It feels like only the bad guys have jobs there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
That's true.
Just go there and just party.
You're just playing.
All the time.
Partying. Mm-hmm. Adventure. I put adventure. Mm-hmm. It's very adventurous there.
Yeah.
There's forests to adventure in and, you know, the Lost Boys are always adventuring and
yeah,
doing their little mm-hmm. their little things. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just have one left.
I do too. What's yours?
It's a place where everybody belongs.
Aw. Everybody knows your name? Like cheers?
No, that's cheers.
Peter Pan walks in. Peter!
Wait, what's wait, who's Peter on
Family Guy?
No, there's isn't one of the guys
on Cheers Peter?
Peter?
Is there?
I know there's Cliff.
Norm is the only one I can
Norm.
Think of.
Norm.
I can't think of Peter.
I don't know.
But anyway.
I might just be
Peter.
Pam. Frasier.
Yeah. I can't
Sam.
Think of
Sam.
There might be.
Maybe there's no Peter and I'm just crazy.
There probably is a Peter that hangs out at Cheers. Sounds about right.
I feel like there can't be, because if there was, we would know his name.
That's true, because everybody knows yeah. your name there. It's, okay. Well, it's definitely not Mr. Pan.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go there. He's over in Neverland.
He's not old enough to drink.
He doesn't.
What's your last pro?
Time stops.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I know I said you don't grow up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you're immortal when you're there, mm-hmm. but time stops. So you can yeah. go and hang out and come back and you know, you didn't miss a thing in your real
I just need to take one day of PTO, come back 2 weeks later. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Yep. All right. I'm done with pros.
Okay. Shall we go to cons?
Cons. What's a con?
Well, I know we're talking about visiting.
Yeah.
But I have a con about living there, uh-huh. if I may. Uh-huh. It's expensive to live on an island because everybody or everything is an import.
That's true. You have to import all your goods.
So even visiting there, it would be more expensive.
Yeah.
Your souvenirs, your food.
It's true.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. Mm-hmm. You have to fly to get there. So if you don't have any pixie dust laying around, if you don't mm-hmm. see Tinkerbell or Peter Pan, you can't get over there on your own.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Additionally, it's run by children.
Yeah.
So there's probably not a lot of good quality adult entertainment there.
Yeah. And if you don't know how to get there, I mean, I guess if you are with Tink or Peter Pan, they mm-hmm. would guide you. But if you're trying to find it on your own, second start on the right and straight on till morning.
Hang on. Say that again. Let me write it down.
Yeah. What else?
Crocodiles.
Yeah.
Watch out.
There's that one big crocodile right there that always tries to get you.
Little crocodilly.
I'm thinking of a Disney World on the Peter Pan ride. He's like right under you. Like, meh,
meh. Yeah.
I'm always like, ah, the crocodile. Also, Captain Hook.
Yeah. There's a fucking dude with a hook hand. That is scary.
Yeah. And other pirates as well,
well
with
yeah.
his gang of pirates.
Well, sure,
so,
sure.
Mm-hmm. yeah, the Lost Boys, and they're always fighting the pirates. So that's definitely a con. You don't want to get in a pirate fight. I don't.
Yeah. Same.
Well, that doesn't sound fun.
I have one final con.
What is it?
You'll forget about it when you grow up.
Oh. That's why you just need to stay there.
Yeah. Well.
You'll never grow up. But yeah.
That could be a con.
Yeah, that is. That's definitely a con. And the Lost Boys, I just put it's just sad because they're the Lost Boys. They were taken over by the fairies because they didn't have homes.
Yeah.
And so that's sad.
That is very sad.
Yeah. Wah, wah. There are different stories, too, because, you know, there's all different adaptations sure. of Never. It needs to be Never Neverland.
Yeah.
Often Never Neverland. Metallica?
Oh.
I think there's one story, and I could be wrong on this, but that they end up getting adopted or find yeah. homes in one of the stories yeah. down the road. I don't know. So hopefully that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you can't fly.
I cannot.
You might need a car.
I do.
To drive. You can't get to Neverland with it, but you can get other places.
Sure.
Yeah. So where should they go get a car?
I think that they should head on up to Mansfield.
Okay.
Jolly old Mansfield.
Oh, yeah. Jolly old Mansfield.
And listen to a word from our sponsor.
Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in
what?
Your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
All right. Well, are we ready to go to Wonderland?
It's a wonder we haven't discussed this yet.
Oh, but it's wonderful that we are.
It sure is.
All right. What's a pro for Wonderland?
It's like being high without being high.
Yeah. Or you could be high.
Yeah.
Ask the caterpillar. Mm-hmm. He's smoking something. I don't know what. It's beautiful. It's dreamy. Mm-hmm. That's the way I describe it. It's dreamy.
Yeah. I put beautiful, vivid colors.
Mm-hmm. Wildflowers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tattoo of the wildflowers on my leg as we speak.
Yeah.
And I'm adding more to it eventually. But I just love the wildflowers. They're just so cool.
Yeah.
They're interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Talking animals.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of that.
Yes. I love the talking animals.
Mm-hmm.
And just all the characters. I just put like strange friends. And mm-hmm. first of all, Alice. Can we just talk about Alice?
Well, yeah.
I love her. Mm-hmm. She's a mm-hmm. curious little dreamer and I love her so much.
Yeah.
But all the strange friends she has.
Yeah.
The Mad Hatter.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
P.S. I found out what the Mad... Do you know why he's called the Mad Hatter? It's based off of actual hatters back in the 1800s.
Oh, I do know this.
They would get dementia from some of the fabric, like the... Mm-hmm.
The green dye.
The felt. It was the felt. What's it called? Curing that yeah. they do for the felt. And it, yeah, it would cause dementia, so they would go mad.
There are dressmakers that there was a green dye
okay.
that made the dressmakers in that same era go insane.
This was mercury. It was mercury.
I think that's what was in
for the Mad Hatter.
I think that okay. was in the green dye as well.
Okay, so it must have been any of the, like the seamstress or the yeah. people that dealt with fabric back in the day.
I learned that on My Favorite Murder.
Oh. Cool. So anyway, but the yeah. strange friends.
Okay. You can feel very, very small.
Yeah. Or very, very large.
That was my other pro.
That's true. Depending on what you do.
I used to, I still like to hold miniature things and pretend I'm a giant.
Yeah.
And then the same thing, like hold something huge and pretend I'm tiny. So yeah. that'd be fun to do that there.
Yeah. And you never know what's around the corner. There's mm-hmm. something new and interesting all over the place there. Mm-hmm. So you never know what you're going to come upon.
Yeah.
Peculiar things. Very peculiar.
Speaking of peculiar things, that brings me to my final pro, mm-hmm. which is lots of interesting things to eat and drink.
Yeah. Definitely.
Drink me.
Eat me.
So if you'd like to join our Patreon.
I know I said adventure for Neverland, but also mm-hmm. adventure.
Yeah.
Adventures in Wonderland.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Lots of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last one is tea parties.
Hell yeah.
You get to do some tea partying. Hey, that tea party always looks fun.
Yeah. They're opening a tea restaurant here in Columbus. I actually just sent it to Caitlin yesterday. I was like, we should go here when it opens.
They should make it Alice themed.
We should go and have a little tea party.
Yeah. I don't like tea, though. I like chai.
Well, there you go.
But yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. Everything else kind of blended in with things you said. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to cons then?
I suppose.
Okay.
Okay, cons.
Am I fucking high?
That's a pro. It is very, you know, when you're little, you don't think about it. But as an adult, you're like, mm-hmm. dude, this is a trip right here.
Yeah.
Like,
and if you're not tripping, that's fucking disturbing. Like, what is actually happening here?
Yeah.
It might be disturbing if you are tripping. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, could be. I think it'd be cool. Cons for me, you fall down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like, you're falling down a fucking hole
mm-hmm.
of a rabbit.
Yeah. I took that a step further and said, so it's underground? That's
it is.
A little spooky.
It is.
That's a little spooky.
There is a, again, just like Neverland, Wonderland, there's so many different adaptations of mm-hmm. this story of Alice, like a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
And in one of them, Alice calls it, or thinks it's Wonderland, but it's Underland because it's under the ground.
Oh.
But she thought it was said Wonderland, so she named it Wonderland, but it was really Underland.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Queen of Hearts.
Yeah. You have a risk of getting your head cut off.
She is out for your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not good. She's a bitch. I love her, though, but she's a bitch. You don't want to mess with her.
Mm-mm. No.
And can you imagine working for her? She's so mean.
Yeah.
That would be a horrible job.
No,
poor,
thank you.
Like, cards.
Yeah.
The spades and the clubs and those guys.
Yeah. This poor guy.
Sucks.
You just want to go home, sit on the deck.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. What else?
It could be hard to find,
mm-hmm.
much like we said with Neverland.
Yeah.
Like, she kind of only found it per chance.
Yeah. That's true. And although it's peculiar and curious and everything, it's a little too much nonsense. It could mm-hmm. get on your nerves
yeah.
because things don't make sense. And when you're trying, if you just want to, you know, take a walk somewhere to something and it's just too fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So that could get very tedious and annoying.
Yeah. I said it could be sensory overload to people with environmental issues.
Yeah.
I said environmental issues. I don't mean like that.
Yeah.
But, you know. Touch.
Yeah.
Sensations.
Sensory issues.
Sensory thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would think when I said it could be sensory overload, the word sensory could have come to mind, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just overloaded here. Pardon
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
What else?
The white rabbit gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
He's always late. He's running around. Mm-hmm. He gives me so much anxiety. It would be hard to hang out with him. And he's nice, but he's just too much.
Yeah.
I couldn't hang out with him very much.
Yeah.
He has a watch. he needs to like learn how to be on time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that wraps me up.
You could get lost. It's a very mm-hmm. confusing place to go.
Mm-hmm.
The eat me, drink me thing could also be very stressful.
Yeah.
When she's trying to get through the door, mm-hmm. like if you're trying to get through that keyhole and you didn't know and
yeah.
all the stuff, that's very stressful.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And everything you just saw, like how do you even trust that it's okay to eat that?
I know. How do you know?
You don't.
You don't. You just have to trust it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then what if you're like, okay, I'll be this size forever. Oh my gosh. And then, you know.
Right.
All the stuff. So, okay. Well, that's all I have.
Okay. Well.
Both places seem so much fun, but we have to pick one.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting. It really changes the thought process of visiting versus living here.
It absolutely does. I agree.
If we're just saying visiting, I think I want to check out Wonderland.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just for a visit.
Yeah.
I'd like to check that out. I feel like you would go with me and we could have a really good time.
I'm definitely going to Wonderland.
Yeah.
I would love to go there so much. But you're right. If it was living there, I may pick Never because it's an mm-hmm. island. It's more normal.
Mm-hmm. But flying.
Yeah. Living in Wonderland yeah. might be a little too much, but yeah. I would definitely visit there if I had to pick between the two. So.
Totally. Totally.
All right. Cool, cool, cool.
All righty.
All right. Well, I want to go now.
Well, before we go.
I want to go.
before we go, we have to do our surprises.
Okay.
These places are full of surprises.
True.
Ready?
My paper covered her rock. All right, Jackie. Would you rather have a Captain Hook hand or have a body like Tweedle, one of the Tweedles, Tweedledee or Tweedledum? They both have the same bodies. Just the body shape. Look like a Tweedle or hook it up.
I'm going to be a hooker.
A hooker or a Tweedle.
I'm going to be a hooker.
You hooker. I knew it.
You?
I knew it. I'm being a hooker too.
Yeah, of course.
I could rock that hook.
Yeah, totally.
Bedazzle it.
Mm-hmm. You know, make it look like an octopus tentacle sometimes.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of fun things with
it. Yeah, we could have fun with it. Just don't pick your nose. It would hurt.
No.
That would hurt.
I have to learn how to be careful with my contacts.
Oh, yeah, your contacts.
Okay.
Masturbating. What?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Emily.
Yeah.
Would you rather once a month out in public dress like a Tweedle?
Oh, my gosh. What? How did we both pick Tweedles?
Or dress like Smee?
Oh. Tweedles have the cute little suits and the hats, but Smee's outfit's not that bad. I'm doing Smee.
Yeah, me too. I feel like, yeah, it could be cute.
Yeah, it could make it cute.
It'd be cold in the wintertime, but
yeah, true.
That's all right. It's just once a month.
Yeah. The Tweedles are just, I don't know, with that hat.
They're dumb.
They're D. I'll be D. You be dumb.
Hey, now.
D-dum. Dum-dee-dum, dee-dum, dee-dum.
Tweedledee.
I wish this lasted longer. I want to go back to Wonderland.
Me too. Mm. Me too. Do you want to give out any Peter Pan or Alice in Wonderland Never or Wonder shout-outs? Because I have one.
Oh. Go ahead. What?
I just want to give a shout-out to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers
for
their video that looks like the Mad Hatter. I love that so much.
That's one of my favorite videos ever.
It's so good.
It's so good.
So good.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? Shout out. I thought you meant to the characters. I'm like, what?
You know.
Like references to.
Yeah. And then, you know, Neverland.
Peter Pan, peanut butter.
Picked a pack of pickled peppers.
I mean, I already gave Metallica a shout out.
There you go. Well done. Well done. You're right. Not to be confused with Michael Jackson's Neverland.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Would you rather go there?
Ooh.
Or, I don't know.
I'm a girl. I think I'm safe.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well.
I thought you said I'm a gorilla. I think I'm safe.
I don't think I would be in that case.
Probably not. Probably
hang out
not.
With bubbles.
Yeah, true.
All right. Well, where are you guys hanging out? Please check out our show notes where you can find links to our sponsor, links to all of our social media, links to the Off the Tongue Podcast Network. Mm-hmm. Hit up our Patreon where you can join for as little as $1 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to vote on the Spotify poll and leave your feedback in the Q&A.
Yeah, go do that. It's fun. I promise. It'll make you feel good. And also what will make you feel good is checking us out every Monday for a new episode. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Off to never.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.